This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now on the line, I have Karen Pickering to talk about feminism in our Feminist About Town segment. Karen, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Enjoying the sunshine in this late Friday afternoon. It's been a bit grim all week, but glad to see the sun out.
Yeah.
So tell us what's happening in feminism this week, or what issues shall we talk about today?
Well, I have an article that appeared in The Guardian this week.
Yes, about, very good article.
About abortion rights in Australia. So I was hoping we could talk about that.
Yes, let's.
And also there are a few events going on around town that may be of interest to your listeners who are interested in feminist art and activism and different sorts of ways that you can get involved.
Terrific.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. And then also I'm sure that your listeners might like to text in any questions that they have or any particular topics they'd want to talk about.
Yes, indeed. If you'd like to call, you can call in 1300-JOY-949. You can SMS 0427-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au if you would like to raise any issues in this Feminist About Town segment. All right, Karen. Now, Karen has, as you say, you wrote an article, and it was in The Guardian, about heading into the election in Australia with two parliamentary party leaders who are both anti-abortion.
Yes, I did. And after I threw things around the room for a little while, once I realised that, I sat down and tried to make an argument for why this matters to everyone and why it shouldn't just matter to women who are afraid of governments once again interfering in our choices and our bodies and our lives. So I think that most of your listeners probably know that Tony Abbott is very clear and public about his beliefs around reproductive rights, and he generally is opposed to them, opposed to women having choices like access to terminations and contraception and that kind of thing because of his hardline Catholicism. And I guess what we're talking about less since Kevin Rudd took over as Prime Minister once again from Julia Gillard is that Kevin Rudd basically, for similar reasons, i.e. Christian beliefs, has much the same attitude towards reproductive rights. So we're facing an election between two male candidates, both of whom have publicly, you know, stated who are on the record as being opposed to abortion rights for women. Most recently in 2009, when he was Prime Minister the first time, Kevin Rudd, after a ban was lifted that used to tie our foreign aid to promises to things like Christian values, promises that aid would not be spent on family planning initiatives or abortions. When that ban was overturned in 2009, Kevin Rudd, as Prime Minister, didn't support the overturning of that ban.
Yeah, so this is for foreign aid. I know that when George W. Bush was in power in America, these things were happening that an organisation, say, in Africa would not be given any money if they promoted the use of condoms, for example, to stop the spread of HIV. Which is very short-sighted.
Exactly. And when you have leaders who profess to be Christian, and what that really means is that they have very conservative or, you know, fundamentalist or hard right views around their religion. When they are making decisions about where aid should go, what medication should be on the PBS, what procedures should be covered in Medicare, we have to also, I mean, and this is also incredibly relevant to LGBTIQ audiences,
yeah,
and electors, because what we have to then assume is that if you're making political decisions on the part of voters, using your Christian values to guide you, are you going to vote for medical procedures related to gender reassignment going on to the Medicare coverage? Are you going to approve foreign aid programs that support LGBTIQ youth in poor nations? You know? So this kind of thing really troubles me as someone who, you know, is very respectful of people's right to practice their religion, but definitely strongly opposed to that religion being used to guide policy.
Yeah.
And so in the case of women and women's rights and what feminists have fought for years, I don't feel comfortable with anti-abortion or anti-choice leaders making decisions for me that are going to affect, you know, all of society.
Yeah. So as voters, we have to think very carefully about who we want to vote for and check with our local member of their stance on these issues.
Exactly. And find out if they're pro-choice and find out if they're queer positive, find out if they're sex worker positive, find out what their stance is on these particular issues, because if their religious convictions are what guide them in making decisions on behalf of all of us, I think we have the right to question that and interrogate that. And certainly we have the right to demand that their religion stays out of our government.
Yeah. Ask questions, people. Write to your... Email your local member. It's easy these days. You just find out who your local member is, send them an email. Yeah. Karen, we'll just take a little break to play some messages and I'll come back to you.
Great.
Okay. You're on Joy 94.9, talking to Karen Pickering in Feminist About Town.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And on the phone, I have Karen Pickering talking in our Feminist About Town segment. Karen, we were talking about the election. Let's move on to another topic, shall we? Are you there, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's okay. Better. We tried to get a different line because it was a bit crackly before. Now, you took part in an event last night for Feminost. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, actually, last night I was at a different event.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Listeners about this event, because speaking about the election, and most of your listeners will know that the asylum seeker persecution has been stepped up by both the major parties, and we could talk about the politics of that endlessly, but the bottom line is there are, as far as I know, as of last week, 500 new asylum seekers joined the community in Melbourne, and they're people who are incredibly vulnerable. They don't have the right to work, and in many cases, it's women and children who can't get family reunions with their fathers and husbands. And so the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is an incredible organisation that provides support and material aid and money often for really vulnerable people living in the community. So Feminost is a feminist group started by a couple of young women who are Femocrats, you would say, feminist policy experts,
right,
who organise events and different kinds of commentary in order to rally Australian feminists around particular issues. So last night they had a pad raiser, which was an event that encouraged people to bring sanitary hygiene products. So pads, tampons, menstrual cups, anything that people could just go and buy quite easily and donate to the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre's material aid program.
What an excellent idea.
Yeah, just very practical measures that particularly will assist women, obviously.
Yep.
And those things are really expensive. As we know, there's a luxury tax on pads and tampons. So if you want to help with that, you can get in touch with Feminost, and it's Feminaust. joycast.org and go to their website, or you can contact the ASRC directly and talk about what kinds of material aid you can offer. I know that the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is always looking for things like boxes of food, different kinds of furniture, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So check out their website and see how you could help. The event that I went to last night was a play called The Collector.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may know the play is based on a novel by John Fowles
written in
the 60s.
Yes.
About a man who collects butterflies and then eventually collects a young woman.
Mm. It's quite a chilling piece of work.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific. So the director and the Artisan Collective and the director Ben Pfeiffer and the woman, the lead actor Christina Brew, also adapted the piece for theatre. And I spoke on a panel after the play last night on issues surrounding violence against women. So I would encourage people to, if you like theatre and if you like horror and suspense, it was a terrifically effective and chilling performance. And it's in the Collingwood Underground Arts car park.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a particularly scary place to see a play. So rug up, make sure you wear really warm clothes and get down there. It's only being performed for the next few days. So that could be a particularly Melbourne activity for you to go.
And coming up too for people interested in feminist views of literature is at the Malthouse, the Bloody Chambers, starting soon with Alison White in the retelling of Bluebeard.
Exactly, and adapted by Van Badham
from Angela
About Town.
From Angela Carter's
Angela Carter's short story, is unbelievably, blood curdling.
Yeah.
So I expect the play to be terrifying. So I did comment last night that a lot of the theatre I've gone to see lately involves women being tortured.
Oh.
and this concerns me somewhat. But we did talk about some of the social context for that. And I think that this play being put on by the Artisan Collective is interrogating those ideas and is quite a critical piece in terms of the way that violence against women is very often used as a kind of lazy trope in a lot of film and theatre and television that we see. So this is a much more intelligent take on it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention was, I don't know how many people have heard of this organisation called St Kilda Mums.
I have not. Do tell me.
They are fantastic. It's a bunch of mums who have basically started a non-profit organisation where they just source secondhand and used baby stuff in order to clean it up, and they work with manufacturers as well in order to get repairs done on items like cots and prams, strollers and whatever, and then they redistribute them to disadvantaged women.
Excellent.
So women who are recently arrived migrants, through to sex workers, through to women who are just going through a really tough financial time temporarily.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They are able to get those really basic items to them. So St Kilda Mums are running a campaign at the moment called Cots for Tots, which is something that, your listeners might know of, people who have either finished with their baby stuff or know that they're going to be finished with the baby stuff in a month or so and don't know what to do with it. This would be a really great place to direct it.
So, that's great. I'm really pleased to hear you talking about that, Cots for Tots, and also the feminist pad and tampon thing. It's women helping women, and I really love that.
Yeah, it's just really basic stuff. So, I think that there are practical things that you can do.
Yes, because sometimes we feel so helpless and we see all the bad stuff and we think, oh, God, I can't do anything about this. It's just the way the world is. But
exactly.
There are small things that you can do.
Yes. And if any of your listeners are in St Kilda, at the moment, speaking of St Kilda and the St Kilda Mums, something else that's small and significant that you could do is, some people might have heard that a woman was murdered in St Kilda last week. Tracy Connolly was her name. It was reported in the mainstream media as St Kilda prostitute.
Right.
Murdered, and I'm sure some of your audience will share my rage at that being a woman's life reduced to just a few words that
Yes, our sex worker show, The Vixen Hour, covered this on Monday night, and there is a podcast available.
Yeah, and to seek out independent media like Joy FM at these times, and King's Tribune is doing a really good job of covering this as well. To seek out independent media at these times is so important.
Yes.
And to give your support to people who are throwing light on issues that affect all of us. I mean, it really shames us all.
Yes.
That a woman could lose her life and be brutally murdered, and to have that reduced to a story that dehumanises her completely.
Yes.
So I know that what Tracy's friends and family have mentioned is that one thing is that the costs of her funeral are being raised through the Gatehouse community. So
right.
If you want to Google the Gatehouse,
yep.
Kilda, that's a safe space and a safe haven for sex workers, especially who are street-based in St Kilda.
Right.
And that's a place where they can go to get help and support. So the Gatehouse have requested not only that if people can chuck in a few dollars to support, to raise the monies for Tracy Connolly's funeral, but also that there's a growing floral tribute mm-hmm. down there in St Kilda near the Gatehouse. And I know that it's very important to that community that there be a public show of support.
Yeah.
And if you can go down there and put some flowers down there as well, that really defies the mainstream idea that this woman didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a great show of solidarity with her grieving friends and family.
Yeah,
colleagues.
Again, a small thing that you can do to make a difference. Thank you so much for your time again, Karen, today.
No problem.
Karen Pickering, Feminist About Town, and we'll talk again next week.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.